Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Shanice. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because a charge was denied and I don't know what I purchased.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code so I can try pulling up the account?
60050.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Alice Jones.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, can you also verify your shipping address for security purposes?
3207 Foxview Highland Drive, McHenry, Illinois, 60050.
Okay, thank you. Give me 1 moment while I wait on my system to load up for me so I can review the account.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. So while reviewing the account, I see here on December the 18th, you paid $5.74 to enter into a sweepstake, which is a contest to try to win a cruise set, which is pots and pans. Do you remember paying that amount?
That one I remember.
Okay, so what happened was you didn't cancel within when you enter into the contest, and you were enrolled into the main contest, and that is why you were charged the $67.32 because you didn't cancel.
Well, I would like to cancel. I didn't know I enrolled in something.
Well, ma'am, it was located in the terms and conditions at the bottom when you paid the $5.74, but I can go ahead and process a cancellation for you on the account.
That would be great because I had no idea.
Okay.
Did read lots of stuff on there. That
mm-hmm.
part I missed.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, ma'am, I was able to go ahead and process the cancellation for you on the account. Would you like for me to provide you with the cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay, so the cancellation number is capitalized C as in cat, 263-50-5222.
All right. Will that show up somewhere?
Well, you should receive an email, but that is the cancellation number. I am unable to send out any emails, but you may receive an email from the company about the cancellation.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yep.